Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is
The Insider Report.
Welcome to this edition of The Insider Report, my little podcast broadcast on KCIW.org. So sit back and let your ears do the walking as I take you on an audio journey and inform you on all the activities, entertainment, and music going on in our fair city of Brookings Harbor and, of course, the surrounding areas as well. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show. Woo! Was that a fun Memorial Weekend or what? I mean, the parade, all the stuff going down at the port. There was things happening left and right all over the place. And I'm going to tell you what, there was a lot of people down at that port. My goodness, that Azalea Festival was in full swing down there. Had all kinds of good stuff going on, and we went down there and had some fun there ourselves. All kinds of stuff happening. Tis the season. It is the time for everything to start happening. This was just the beginning. And we got all kinds of festivals and stuff coming up to look forward to in the months. And the Insider Report will be there to tell you all about it. And I just want to let you know, we did a little family business this weekend, too. My daughter and grandson marched in the parade along with my girlfriend and myself for the Pirates this weekend. So that was fun. It's always cool to get a little family in there. And we all got together on Sunday for a little, rib action and stuff, a little Sunday fun day, family fun day. So I just want to always encourage that every week for you to get out there and enjoy your family. You know what? Hey, we all go around once. Let's make the best of it. That's it. You only get one time at this. So have some fun with the family and friends and spread all that love out there. So, hey, that's enough of that. Let's get on with this show because there's some stuff coming up this weekend that you might be interested in going and checking out. Like, for instance, did you know that the music schedule, we now have the Inoteca on board with us. So they've got a little music schedule going on, and what they have coming up on the 10th is Steve Owen down there at the Inoteca in Crescent City, the River's End Sports Bar. You know, besides the usual everything going on every day, they got something going on there, from karaoke to ladies' night on Thursday to DJ or some live music on the stage. Coming up, speaking of live music at the River's End, they got Timberwolf coming back. They were here last month, and they're coming back on the 17th, so be watching for that at the River's End Sports Bar. The 101 Bar and Grill coming up here this weekend on the 4th. They got the Eastman Band happening. And then, of course, they're going to be throwing a little toga party action going on here the next weekend. So that ought to be interesting, a little bit of fun there. Toga, toga, toga. Oh, yeah. Hopefully, hey, man, Animal House, that started this whole thing. And ever since then, it's been going to town. I'm going to tell you that right now. So make sure you check out the 101 Bar and Grill. The Vista Pub's got Burning Guitars happening and a little Redneck Baby going on. So on the 3rd, Burning Guitars, and on the 4th, Redneck Baby at Vista Pub. So you want to check that out. We got Whale's Head in on the action nowadays, and they got Monday nights. They got sushi, sake, and smooth jazz with Jerry Moffat. Open at 4 p.m., the music at 6. And then on Tuesday nights, they got Scott William Perry. Or actually, we got Frank John Connolly coming up here. He did a little Frank Sinatra stuff, and he's going to be happening up there. And that was Tuesday nights, opens at 4, music at 6. And then Wednesday nights, see, they're starting to get in on this all-week action thing, too, because on Wednesday nights, they got date night. Enjoy a wonderful romantic evening with a special menu of tender twin lobster tails or surf and turf, super salad, and delicious dessert for two. And a bottle of wine. Well, look at there, for $99 a couple. That's Wednesday nights, date night. And Thursday nights, they're going to be bringing on Trivia Thursday. That's open at 4. So there you go. Whale's Head is getting in on the action for the summer months. And I'm telling you what, the people are here. Everybody's here. You got Sebastian's doing Wednesdays through Saturdays. We got Gil Kirk on the keyboards, tickling the ivories for your dining pleasure. That's right. And then you go over to O'Halloran Steakhouse, where you never get a bum steer. Moo! And we've got Gary Loudon tickling the ivories and playing a little saxophone for your dining pleasure on Fridays and Saturdays. So check that out. So that's the music going on. And let me see, we got some more stuff going on out here. But I'm on my ever faithful computer. Oh, yeah, that's right. We got to remember the Ox. And they've got coming up here on Friday, Fire Pony. That's an alternative rock, will be coming up here from Crescent City. And then on Saturday, they're going to have Satisfy, which is reggae rock out of Portland. So that's at the Ox. So there we go on the music scene. Now, So far, he's so giddy, I always say. Let me see. And then coming up, we got the Pistol River Wave Bash, 'tis the season. That's coming up on the 8th. That's up there in Gold Beach. That happens every year. They've been doing that for I don't know how long now, but it'll be starting on Thursday the 8th of June and running through Sunday the 12th. Let's see, they've set the run contest at the Rock in the Pistol River State Park, or if conditions warrant, in front of the Beachcomber in Gold Beach. The call will be announced at each morning's skipper's meeting, so if you're going to be part of this year's event, please register now and encourage your friends to sign up as well. So there you go, that's the Pistol River Wave Bash. You can get online and catch them or give a holler. Oh yeah, my buddy Mike Moran. Okay, about 7 years ago, he wrote this play called Darcy Blows, or Quit Your Blubbering. And it was funny as heck, and he's doing a sequel to it. And apparently he wasn't able to get it all done, so what they did is they're revising the old one, bringing it back. So the Chetco Pelican Players proudly present Brookings Harbor's very own melodrama, Darcy Blows, or Quit Your Blubbering, written and directed by Mike Moran. It'll be at the Chetco Playhouse. This stuff starts from June 3rd and goes every weekend to the 19th. On Fridays and Saturdays, it's 7:30, and on Sunday, it's 2 p.m. For tickets, you can get a New Wave video, Wright's Custom Framing, or at the door. And reservations, you can get 541-469-1877. Adults are $12, and the students are $6. That's Darcy Blows. I'm going to tell you what, I saw that the first time around, and we're going to go see it again, and it is really funny. Mike wrote, did an excellent job on writing that, and it was a great play, and it was fun. And hey, you know what? They always got some cool plays going on in both necks of the woods. We got, Dory Randall now, Community Playhouse as well, so that's a good thing. A tribute to her when we lost. Rest in peace, Dory. Very sad. Knew her for years and years. So that's a sad note from May. So make sure and check out the theater, and if you want to get involved in the theater, those are the two places to go to, because they always got something going on if you want to keep it in the Brookings. All right, now here we go. Oh, yeah, I got something I'm pretty proud of right here. Okay, you guys heard about my band, Purple Days. I put together, me and the Spence Brothers getting together. Well, we finally got our first gigs, and I told you last week that I was going to let you know. So I'm proud to announce the 101 Bar and Grill will be featuring Purple Days on Saturday, June 18th at 9 p.m. I hope you all get out there. Mark your calendars for that one, because I'm going to be there. We're going to be there rocking out the house 60s music for the first time, doing stuff like the Kinks, Doors, Stones, the Troggs, Animals, Hendrix, Yardbirds, and a whole lot more. I mean, we just got a nice musical lineup set up for you. And the Spence Brothers are going to be doing a little fun too. So it's going to be a really, really fun night. So I hope you all get out there and check it out. We're going to load that place up. So that's the 18th of June. So you got a couple more weeks. So make sure you get there. Sad to say, the Bacon Fest, we had to cancel. So we're not going hog wild this year. We're going to kind of sizzle down. There you go. That's right. So the Bacon Fest, due to lack of vendors and sponsors and just everything going on with it, just wasn't his time this year to get it on. But David Skaggs, the Baconator himself, is going to be doing something for one day. And so we'll be contacting everybody then when that happens. And so you make sure to keep your ears out for that one, for the Bacon Fest. Oh, yeah. But the one thing that is going to be happening is, are you ready? Are you ready, lads and lasses, for the 6th annual Pirates of the Pacific Festival? That's right. Hey, hey, he's coming back again, and I am excited and ready to do it, to it. I mean, what else can you go and be a pirate for, like, the weekend and have a great time? Everybody got excited. We marched in the parade this last weekend, the Pirates, and we had a whole bunch of them there, and we're going to have the... South Coast Fitness will be down there, doing their demos and all that good stuff like they do every year with the whips and knives and swords. Oh my, oh yeah, doing that all the time. We got the bloody Scupper Plunder Club coming back, and they're going to be shooting off cannon fire and music and all that. And we've just got really good musical lineup as well for this year's event. And I mean, all kinds of stuff, vendors, everything. It's going to be beautiful like last year. Welcoming on a new beer garden this year will be Misty Mountain Brewery will be coming on board, and Tap House. And so we're really excited to have them aboard. And so I'll make sure y'all mark your calendars for that, because it's going to be on August 12th, 13th, and 14th this year. So second weekend in August, always. And there's going to be belly dancers and mermaids. And we just got all kinds of little surprises going to be happening. So make sure you check that out. for the 6th annual Pirates of the Pacific Festival. Ooh, right here. Beautiful. Beautiful uptown, downtown Brookings Harbor at the Port of Brookings Harbor Boardwalk. All right. Yes, coming up this weekend, the 2016 Del Norte Community Health Fair will be happening. The Building Blocks to Good Health. This is presented by the Department of Health and Human Services Public Health Branch. This will be Saturday on June 4th from 9 to 1 p.m. at the Del Norte County Fairgrounds. Be free admission, a smoke-free event, free raffle prizes, and you can recycle your old eyeglasses. Well, there you go. Empower, engage, and educate is what they got here on the poster. So make sure and check that out. It's brought to you by the Del Norte Healthcare District. So that's a big health fair going on Saturday, June 4th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Del Norte County Fairgrounds. That's right. And I had something else here that was old Checo. There it is. Boom, boom. Now it's coming back to me. Okay, so at the Checo Grain Store, Sarah's getting crazy down there, and she's got Scott Clapson on there with her as well, it looks like, because they're doing a lot of events there. So they've got coming up Dancing Made Easy. I believe the first time was on the 22nd of May, and it's going to be every fourth Sunday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. This is going to be a beginning foxtrot class, followed by open dancing from 3 to 5. So 2 to 3 they teach. From 3 to 5, y'all get to check it out. That's at the Checo Grange, $5 a person. There'll be snacks and refreshments are available. For more info, you can call Mike at 707-951-8600. Dancing Made Easy. That's right, at the Checo Grange. Oh, yeah, and if you want to get metaphysical, let's get metaphysical. That's right, you can join the ladies at Gypsies. They've got some classes going on coming up on the 11th. They got Messages from the Masters from 6 p.m. and that is $10 for that class. To sign up or for classes or more info, you can call 541-813-1882 or 317-408-7970 to get a little more info on how to get metaphysical with the ladies at Gypsies. That's right. It's always a fun one. All right. They got the 4-H Lobster Creek Camp Colors happening June 15th to the 18th. This is Curry County 4-H Youth Development Programs offer a four-day residential camp for youth in grades 3rd to 5th. Set on the banks of beautiful Lobster Creek, a sparkling tributary of the mighty Rogue River, campers stay in rustic cabins and participate in fun, hands-on enrichment activities led by local volunteers and teen leaders. For info on that, you can go 541-247-6672. Their theme is Paint a Positive Summer. That's the 4-H Lobster Creek Camp. All right, check that stuff out. Good times, good times. You know what? That's it. I've seen all I got. The paper, you make sure, you know, to pick up the copy of The Insider of Southern Oregon. June issue will be coming out next week. We always print on the first Monday of the month. And you will get everything I just told you about, plus a whole lot more of what's going on all over Southern Oregon. That's a copy of The Insider of Southern Oregon. And, you know, I want to thank you all for tuning in and checking this out, because it's all I got to say. I got no more. I hope it was good for you. Thank you for listening, tuning in every week and checking it out. And when you're done with my show, make sure you slide on over. Hit KCIW. You got like 200 plus shows happening now. I'm give up, man. They just keep growing every day. And there's all kinds of stuff on there that are very interesting, entertaining, you know, facts, all kinds of stuff, you know, and they're about the town, politics, everything going on there. You look on, slide on there and just start listening to some other stuff. And believe me, you'll enjoy it. And always check me out every week. That's for sure. And then, of course, I want to thank KCIW for this little podcast broadcast that I've been doing for over a year now and digging it. Yeah, this is awesome. Great times. And thank you all for tuning in every week. Make sure you get out there and see what's going on. Check out the happenings and have some fun, because that's what it's all about. This is the season for fun. So until next week, I'm Bruce. Come on, baby, light my fire, Ellis. Signing off. Get out there, spread the love, and keep it real every day. We'll see you out there. Have a great week. Bam!
you enjoyed this program and want to hear more like it, consider supporting Curry Coast Community Radio and help us get on the air. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org. Thank you for listening.